Welcome back to the Gleason Center here on the campus of Sterling College in Sterling, Kansas. Game number two of our KCAC Oklahoma Wesleyan doubleheader here on this Monday. Max Gross courtside here in Sterling. Coverage on Sports Talk 1500 AM, 99.1 FM, KPGM. You can find the broadcast streaming online, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and directly to your mobile device on the free-to-download Bartlesville Radio mobile app. Oklahoma Wesleyan ranked number four in the nation, at least for a day or two longer, coming in at 16-1. The Eagles will look to rebound off of a loss for the first time this season. If you missed it, it was a thriller on Saturday, an 87-85 loss to Southwestern at home. Those dreaded Mound Builders got the best of our Eagles once again, but it was a down-to-the-wire contest that really showed the character of this Oklahoma Wesleyan team. It was nice to see them be battle-tested. Talked a little bit with Eagle head coach Johnny Bostwick on the way up and before the game once we got here, and he said, you know, you got to force them to miss shots. Southwestern made 15 three-pointers in that one. You know, he said the old adage, you know, sometimes they make them, sometimes they miss. You know, that's not necessarily true. You got to force them to miss shots. Good teams like Southwestern are going to make shots on you if you let them. And the Eagles had some opportunities in that one, ultimately didn't come through. They fall in overtime. But you know what? It's one regular season loss. Nobody went undefeated in the NAIA last year. I think the Eagles are going to learn a lot about themselves coming off of that loss. They have a chance this week against three opponents towards the bottom part of the league, as we'll try to get the standings up here in a second. But you have Sterling tonight. They are 2-15 overall, 0-11 in conference. So they're a team that struggled mightily this year, no doubt about it. Adam Hooker's got a young program that he's trying to pull out of the doldrums. So you have both ends of the conference right now. First place Oklahoma Wesleyan and 13th place Sterling. Right now Bethany still holds that second seed at 9-3. Oklahoma Wesleyan has a 50-point win in hand over the Swedes. Southwestern and Bethel each 8-3. Kansas Wesleyan 7-4. Then you have Ottawa and Avila each at 6-5. McPherson 5-6. Friends 4-7. St. Mary and York 4-8. Tabor 2-9. And then Sterling here tonight at 0-11. But Oklahoma Wesleyan this week plays 13th place Sterling. They play 12th place Tabor on Thursday, and then 10th place St. Mary on Saturday. Nothing's guaranteed, but you would like Oklahoma Wesleyan's chances in each and every one of those games this week. You think there's a pretty decent chance that Oklahoma Wesleyan can go 3-0. You'd like to see them come out and play well. Used a lot of energy on Saturday. That's the one thing that has me maybe just a little bit concerned in terms of this game for Oklahoma Wesleyan. But you know what? I think they're a deep enough team that they should be able to bounce back. Was talking with some of the people here at Sterling about this Warriors basketball team, and they've been known to put together a good half of basketball, even a good 30 minutes, but they've really struggled completing basketball games, going a full 40 minutes to try and win a basketball game here in conference. They just have not been able to do it. Oklahoma Wesleyan in this series, they've won 6 in a row, all by at least 14 points. That's dating back to a January 2018 loss in this building. The only time Donnie Bostwick has lost to these Warriors was a kind of a puzzling loss. I remember that day. It was one of those games that just never had the right feel. Sterling, they're going to come out and they're going to put up a lot of three-pointers. That's kind of been their MO regardless of who the coach is, but it's going to be an interesting contest here today, no doubt about it. We'll get into the starting lineups here first for Adam Hooker and the Warriors out of Sterling College. They come into this one at 2-15, as we mentioned. They'll start up front John Barnhill. He's 6'8", a freshman out of Loveland, Colorado. Darian Reed is their go-to guy scoring-wise at 16 points per game. He's a sophomore out of Colorado Springs at 6'3". 6'7", Chris Drake, a freshman from Cleveland, scores 6 per game. Blake Ferguson, a freshman out of Colorado Springs, averages about 4 points per contest. Colby Baker, a 6'4", freshman out of UConn High School in Oklahoma, averages 9.9 per contest. As for Oklahoma Wesleyan, led by head coach Donnie Bostwick, of course, they start 6-foot sophomore out of Trophy Club, Texas, Austin Poling, at 10 points at home last year against Sterling. 6'4 junior out of Denton, Texas, Guyer High School, Brandon Bird. Career high, 26 points and 9 rebounds in Saturday's loss. 5'10 freshman out of Fort Worth, Martin High School, DJ Talton. DJ, a career high, 22 points, had 2 steals in Saturday's loss as well. Jaden Litsky had a double-double on Saturday, coming off of his best effort, 24 points against Ottawa last week during the middle of the week. Then the native Kansan, Kasdan Ammons out of Conway Springs, played 23 minutes, did not score a basket, but a very good defender, very good passer for Oklahoma Wesleyan. It is Poling, Bird, Talton, Litsky, and Ammons for the Eagles. Barnhill, Reed, Drake, Ferguson, and Baker for Sterling. We'll step aside. Tip-off from the Gleason Center coming your way next. It's Oklahoma Wesleyan Hoops on KPGM.
Amber Architects takes great pride in our community and has designed many of the city's more prominent buildings. The Ambler team provides professional interior design, site design, and architectural services. For your next building project, call Ambler Architects at 336-3512 or stop by their office on the fifth floor of the Price Tower Arts Center.
For your commercial, residential, farm, and ranch realty services, call Craig Demas. He's your McGraw Realtor. As an agent representing one of the most dynamic real estate brands in the country, you can expect the utmost professionalism and dedication. From the first meeting to the final closing, he's there to provide you with the best-in-class service to help you buy or sell a home. Call Craig Demas at McGraw Realtors today. 918-695-5950. 918-695-5950.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
See Agent Jared Leach, proudly serving Bartlesville.
Hi, I'm Jim Kerr, owner of Dink's Pit Barbecue. Many of you know our story. It's been growing for almost 30 years now. It's about being a part of this community, sharing a meal together, and tradition. It's about authentic barbecue, cooked slowly and deliberately, with only natural hickory woods to achieve our distinctive flavor. It's about flexibility, big groups, office deliveries, to-goes, and caterings of all sizes. It's all the things we do. So stop in or call today, and feel free to travel our Dink's Expressway, or the Silver Lake Extension, as the city refers to it. There's no toll, and the scenery is beautiful. Dink's Pit Barbecue, 2929 South Springfield Boulevard.
Have you looked at the vacant spots at local car dealerships? Don't get caught in price wars. You'll pay too much. Not at Patriot Buick GMC in Bartlesville. Patriot has one of the largest pre-owned inventories in the state. And while the other dealers with no inventory charge thousands over normal pricing to make up the difference, Patriot in Bartlesville's prices haven't increased. Our enormous selection of inventory means you win with price and selection guaranteed. Patriot Buick GMC in Bartlesville.
You're listening to coverage of Oklahoma Wesleyan basketball on Sports Talk, 1500 AM, 99.1 FM, KPGM. Coverage online at BartlesvilleRadio.com and directly to your mobile device wherever you may be on the free-to-download Bartlesville Radio mobile app. Eagles start Austin Poling, Derek Talton Jr., Kasdan Ammons, Brandon Bird, and Jaden Litsky. John Barnhill, Darian Reed, Chris Drake, Blake Ferguson, Colby Baker start for Adam Hooker and the Sterling Warriors. Eagles ranked number 4 in the country. They're 16-1. Sterling is 2-15 on the year. They've lost their last 11 games. Eagles had won their first 16 prior to Saturday's overtime loss to Southwestern. Eagles won both matchups last year. They won 93-71 in this building. They won 73-59 at home. Eagles stingy on the defensive end. They limit opponents to 37% from the floor. That's the fifth best clip in the nation. It's conference game number 12. Ball up in the air, and it is John Barnhill, the 6'8 freshman, winning the jump over Jaden Litsky. Blake Ferguson, the freshman point guard out of Colorado Springs, handles up top. He whips it left for Colby Baker. Now Barnhill at the right elbow. Over to Chris Drake, a lanky freshman from Cleveland, working right block on Bird underneath the basket, and he scuttles one out of bounds. Wesleyan got a hand to it, and it'll stay with the Warriors. 10 on the shot clock, a side inbound from the left side. Some of the crowd has filed out after the thriller on the women's side. 75-68, Sterling was victorious. Want that shot clock at 10 seconds. Sterling's offense, 66 points per game, 39% from the floor, 27% from three. Inbound stolen by Ammons. He'll break away and lay it up and in. Kaz was scoreless on Saturday, but scores the first bucket here on Monday night. 2-0 Eagles, 30 seconds in. Wesleyan, we mentioned it. They're posing field goal percentage, 37%, top five clip in the nation. They give up just 60 per game. Straight away three ball, not there from Blake Ferguson. Eagles with the rebound in transition. Wesleyan's offense, 81 points per game. Here is Bird falling away in the lane, not there. Loose ball rebound, Litsky comes away with it in traffic. Doesn't get it to go as he tried to set it in. First minute has gone by, 2-0 Oklahoma Wesleyan. They had an opportunity down on their end. Could not take advantage. Here is Ferguson on the right wing. High post for Barnhill. Backs down Litsky. Now out to the perimeter for Darian Reed, a 16-point-per-game scorer. Reed lost it at the free throw line. Regains his turnaround. Jay is good. Far from in rhythm, but Darian Reed connects from the elbow to a piece. About 90 seconds in. Talton drives baseline left, turns around, passes outside to Ammons. Litsky has position inside, and he scores with a left hand. Jaden Litsky averages just shy of 12.6 boards per contest. The second-year freshman, a state champion a couple years ago at Rejoice Christian High School down in Owosso. 4-2 Oklahoma Wesleyan, 18-14 to go first half. Colby Baker, top of the key, dribbling, pulling with defensive pressure. Out to Reed, guarded by Ammons. 10 to shoot, Reed off a pick, top of the key. Reed in the lane, throws it away, intended for Drake down low, and it is a turnover for the Warriors. Eagles offense, 81 points per game, 48% from the field, 32% from downtown, just 5 of 25 from 3 on Saturday. Here's Litsky, one dribble and a hop step and a layup. Jaden Litsky, 4 points early on. 6-2 Eagles. Here's a pass in transition. They try to hit Ferguson in the lane. He hands off Chris Drake. Drake dumps off and stolen by Jaden Litsky. Wesleyan on the move, up by four. Talton pushed past to Bird in the lane. Bird at the rim scores with a finger roll finish. Coming off of a career-high 26 on 9 of 15 shooting the other day. 8-2 Oklahoma Wesleyan out in front. Here is Drake, short corner left side, doubled up. Poling providing a lot of pressure, and Drake throws it away. Bird the steal. Eagles have numbers 3-on-2, but one of those defenders, Reed, picks off the pass. Funnels it out to Drake. Blocked and fouled. Makes the layup. Chris Drake at the rim. A nice finish. Looked like he was gearing up for the dunk. Litsky hit it out. It bounced off of the square and in. Chris Drake, just a 46% free throw shooter, heads to the line. We'll see Davon Dunbar check in as well. It's Mike Lakey waiting to come in for the Warriors. Free throw missed from Chris Drake. Talton the rebound, 8-4, Eagles the advantage. Talton works it around to Ammons, rises and fires from three. It's good from the right corner. 5 points for Kaz early on. It's 11-4 Oklahoma Wesleyan. Eagles getting set for wholesale subs next time. There is a whistle. Here is Dunbar, a foul line J, off back rim, and a foul over the top called on Darian Reed. So Oklahoma Wesleyan will sub. It'll be Caleb Stokes, Taylen Miller, Lenz Ramey, Dylan Phillip, as well as Valentin Van Putten checking in. Group struggled a little bit on Saturday, but they come in with an 11-4 lead at the 16:30 mark in the first half. Taylen Miller, a great point guard, one of the strongest guys in the league that plays on the outside. Phillip left corner open for three, catches in from downtown. Dylan Phillip had 19 in this building last year, and he gives Oklahoma Wesleyan a 14-4 lead. 42% outside shooter, one of the top marks in the conference. And Sterling wants a timeout with 16:26 remaining. Double-digit lead already for Oklahoma Wesleyan as they've hit six of their first eight shots, including both three-point attempts from Ammons and from Dylan Phillip. This is a game for Oklahoma Wesleyan to try to regain its confidence after struggling on Saturday. Good start for the Eagles. They were close to matching their best start in the last couple of years. They went 17-0 in 2018-2019. The season before is when they lost to Sterling on this floor, but Donnie Bostwick 7-1 against the Warriors in his second stint as the Eagles head coach. Here is Jalen Jackson, passes to Baker in the lane, stolen by Ramey. Eagles move the other way. Dylan Phillip bounces it to Stokes on the block. Outside, Dylan Phillip, top of the key, Van Putten on the block. Kick right, Ramey for three, wide open, it's a miss. Jackson gets the rebound for the Warriors. Darian Reed was cherry picking, and he'll have a left-handed layup that goes in. 14-6 Wesleyan. Eagles streaking back the other way. Phillip in the lane, bumped. He'll go to the line for two. That was a quick feed down the floor. Foul goes on Dunbar, the freshman out of Turks and Caicos. Young Sterling team. Dylan Phillip to the line. 9 points per contest for him. Free throw is good from Dylan, second year freshman out of Humble, Texas. Had his career high, his only trip to Sterling with those 19 points on 5 made threes, 7 tries last spring. Both free throws in, 16-6 Wesleyan, 15:45 remaining first half. Darian Reed has 4 points for the Warriors. He gives it off for Jackson. Now around to Colby Baker, top of the key. Left side, Darian Reed throws it over the top, looking for Ferguson. Shot clock to 13. Baker on the dribble drive. Tries a floater off left. Rebound, Van Putten. And a quick outlet to Miller. Eagles on the move. Here is Stokes in the lane. Nobody in his path, and he lays it up and in. Caleb Stokes with the layup. He had just 4 points on 2 of 9 shooting Saturday. Happy to see him going early. 18-6 Oklahoma Wesleyan. Jackson at the foul line, kicks it to the perimeter. Reed for three, dials it in from downtown. Darian Reed has 7 of the first 9 for Sterling. It's still Oklahoma Wesleyan by 9. Van Putten on the block, working hard on the interior, hesitates and gets it to go. Van Putten so good with that hitch move down low. Eagles have scored 20 points in just over 5 minutes time here on the road. 20-9. Darian Reed has been hard to stop so far. Gets in the lane right side. Missing the layup. Offensive board. Dunbar falls away from 5 and scores. Davon Dunbar, 6 points, 5 boards per game off the bench. Normally logged some quality minutes here in his first year. 20-11 Eagles. Miller on the right side with the ball for Wesleyan. Gets underneath, throws it for Van Putten. Has to spin around to catch the pass. Kicks right. Stokes steps into a three. That one a little short. Rebound for Dunbar. Ferguson on the move for the Warriors, down by 9. Ferguson in the lane, and he's hacked on his way to the 10. Lenz Ramey commits the foul. The lanky freshman from Colorado Springs, Ferguson, heads to the line. 90% foul shooter. First one up and in. 20-12. Sterling, 65% from the stripe as a team. Ferguson, one of their best shooters. Knocks it in. 20-13, Oklahoma Wesleyan the advantage right now. Eagles getting set to make another wave of subs. Ramey right corner, now to the wing, Dylan Phillip. Pass over the top of the zone defense to Miller. Eagles don't see a ton of zone. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Miller passes left for Ramey. Now Phillip in the corner, catch and shoot. Little long, rebound for Stokes, kept alive. Pass up top, Ramey trying to find some space. Back to Stokes, right side, a little shot fake. Kick up top, Ramey, launch and lands, lets loose, and it goes down. Ramey converting, and it's a 10-point advantage for Wesleyan once again, 23-13. Reed on the wing, gets it to the middle for Jalen Jackson. He pulls up from the foul line and knocks it down. Jackson, an 8.5 point per game scorer off the bench. 23-15 Wesleyan, 13:20 to go. Ramey dishes right for Phillip, a three from the wing. Little long, but an offensive board for Taylen Miller kept alive. Dylan Phillip again, now Stokes on the block. Stokes in the paint, he scores. Caleb Stokes inching closer to a milestone. 25-15 Oklahoma Wesleyan. Here's Baker, a catch and shoot triple left side. Not gonna go, kept alive by Dunbar. Now Baker in the lane, blocked by Stokes. Loose ball caroms. Valentin Van Putten comes away with it. He'll head into the front court. Van Putten to Taylen Miller. Miller to the rim underneath, he scores. Taylen Miller's first bucket, and it's 27-15, Eagles by 12. 12 minutes, 40 seconds to go, first half. Great pace for Oklahoma Wesleyan offensively in this one. Sterling struggling to keep up. Here's Reed, a corner three, cashes in. Darian Reed, he's got a game-high 10 points. 27-18. OKWU on offense. Van Putten to Miller, left corner. Stokes on the block, left side. Whips it into Van Putten, catches and scores from the left side of the cup. Great feed from Stokes to Van Putten. Eagles can't be stopped right now. 29-18, they lead. They're shooting 12 of 18 from the field. Need to clamp down on defense. Here is Dunbar. Dunbar from the elbow, kicks left. Stokes got a hand on it, tips it out of bounds. And finally, we see a whistle and some subs here with 11:54 to go, first half. 29-18, Oklahoma Wesleyan the advantage over Sterling right now. Starting five, Ammons, Talton, Poling, Bird, and Jaden Litsky check back in. Nick Price into the contest for Sterling. Here's Reed at the foul line, dump off for Dunbar. Now outside Price, catch and shoot three from the wing, off back rim, offensive board kept alive, and the putback falls out from Chris Drake after he grabbed the board. Eagles on the move. Here's Bird in the lane, underhand to Ammons. Ammons mobbed by a couple defenders. He gets hucked to the ground, no whistle, out of bounds off of Sterling. 11:28 on the first half clock. Eagles by 11, hit three of their first seven threes. Bird has it left wing. Litsky double-teamed on the block. Back outside Bird. Swing right for Ammons. Now Poling underneath. Bounces it to Litsky. Shot fake up. The defender up. Can't score from close range. Rebound for Sterling. Jaden Litsky's missed a couple near the rim so far. He's got 4 points early on, though. Here's Reed, been the go-to guy for Sterling. Working on Ammons. Knocks him down. Now kicks right. Ferguson in the corner for three. Little short. I think that one hit the basket support as it took a high hop off the rim. Brief stoppage there. Even 11 minutes to go and an even 11-point lead. Eagles have Poling, Talton, Ammons, Bird, and Litsky out there. Talton and Bird combined for 48 on Saturday. Poling finds Litsky backdoor for Bird. Reverse layup good for two. Great work there on the pass. Litsky in the high post. He's a really good passer. Doesn't get a ton of credit for it. Only averages less than an assist per game. Here's Talton, a steal near midcourt. One of the best in the conference, getting his hands on the basketball. Bird, a shot fake on the perimeter. A layup inside. He scores. Brandon Bird, three fantastic finishes for his three buckets. It's 33-18 Oklahoma Wesleyan, 10:26 to go here in the first half. We'll take a quick commercial break. It's Eagle Hoops on KPGM.
Life can change moment to moment. Trudy Credit Union has you covered. Our new preferred checking account includes identity theft recovery services, credit and dark web monitoring, mobile phone coverage, and more. It's easy to get all of this for free. Can your checking account do that? Call or open your account online at trudycu.org/checking.
Trudy Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you in a car or truck? Are you currently going somewhere? Are you saving in that car or truck as you're going to that somewhere? Well, now you can with the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas with the MyPhillips 66 app. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full. 25 cents is combined savings of 10 cents off a gallon up to 30 gallons at the pump of participating Phillips 66 locations and 15 cents off a gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through March 31st, 2022.
33-18 currently. Oklahoma Wesleyan off to a great start here at Sterling. 10:26 to go first half. Eagles scored 20 points in the first 5 minutes. Right now shooting at 63% from the floor. Sterling will bring it up. They have Ferguson, Baker, Barnhill, Price, and Chris Drake as their five. Drake to Ferguson. They work it around to Baker, left side, mobbed by the defense, pulls up from the block. That jumper rattles out. Litsky comes away with a rebound and outlet to Poling. Brandon Bird falls down. Poling pulls up for three and scores. Austin Poling, just an 18% outside shooter, knocks it down. Eagles doubling up Sterling, 36-18. Barnhill has the ball ripped away from Talton, his second steal of the contest. Talton to Poling on the wing. Now Bird in the corner, left side. Bird, a little jab step, gets in the lane. No look pass to Litsky. Litsky double teamed. Feed to Ammons. Ammons off back iron. No, Litsky is there to tap it in, though. Jaden Litsky, 6 points early on, 38-18. Eagles lead by 20 on the road here on a Monday night. So far, seems like they've washed Saturday's loss. Chris Drake on the perimeter, gets now on the block. Follow away seven-footer, doesn't catch anything. Rebound to Poling, an outlet to Ammons. Feed to Bird, his free throw line floater is able to go. 8 points for Bird. The Eagles passing the ball well. They have 40 on the board in the first 11 minutes. 9 minutes to go here in the first half. Here's a pass down low for Drake on the block. Not there. Subs for Oklahoma Wesleyan at the 8:57 mark. 22-point advantage as that second unit. So Stokes, Miller, Ramey, Van Putten, and Dylan Phillip will be the five on the floor for Oklahoma Wesleyan. Here is Ramey on the right side. Stokes now mid-post, a shot fake. Stokes going to work. Now to Phillip and Miller in the corner. Van Putten on the block. They work it around nicely. Van Putten underneath in trouble. Van Putten somehow finds a window and scores. Valentin Van Putten has six. Eagles going to work in the paint. They get a steal back the other way. The lead is 24. Ramey catch and shoot straight away on target. Lends Ramey's second three, and it's 45-18 Oklahoma Wesleyan. They're on a 16-0 run over the last 3.5 minutes. Adam Hooker wants a timeout on the Sterling bench. We'll step aside, 8:24 to go first half. Eagles up big.
It's a new year. New year deals at Bartlesville CDJR. 2022. And it's time for you to get a new vehicle. Bartlesville CDJR. With the best selection of new vehicles. A Pacifica, Challenger, Charger, Durango, Ram 1500, Cherokee, Grand Cherokees, Renegade. At Bartlesville CDJR. Where you pick it out and we work it out.
Stop your procrastinating today. Do you have sore gums or constant toothaches that are causing you to lose sleep or miss work? Call Dr. Heath Potter, the dentist, and do it today. Prevention and regular checkups with your local dentist is key to avoiding things like gum disease, cavities, and other health problems. And did you know that a regular visit with the dentist can catch other health problems such as heart disease and diabetes? Well, visit Dr. Heath Potter today on Adams Road and Adams Boulevard next to Arvest and RCB Banks in Bartlesville.
Eagles on a 16-0 run dating back for the last 3.5 minutes. 45-18 Wesleyan with 8:20 to go in the first half. Sterling has the ball on offense. Colby Baker, left wing, gets down low and he scores. Nice attack from Baker to end that run. 45-20. Ramey open for three on the wing, and he has another one and a foul called on the floor as well. Ramey has three 3-pointers in the first half. Foul going to be called on Chris Drake. So the Eagles get it back in. Caleb Stokes right corner for three, and it goes down. And that is career point number 1,000 for Caleb Stokes. He cashes in from downtown and another timeout. But Stokes on the catch and shoot three gets his 1,000th career point right there. In just 79 career games, a guy that has been as consistent as anybody for Oklahoma Wesleyan over the last two-plus years. Happy to see him etch his name with guys like Jake Feikert, like Brooks Haddock, that have scored 1,000 points, all in an Oklahoma Wesleyan uniform. It's been a pleasure witnessing a good chunk of those 1,000 points. Of course, Stokes had the game winner against Kansas Wesleyan in the quarterfinals of the KCAC tournament, also had the game winner in the semifinals of the KCAC tournament against Ottawa. 51-20 Oklahoma Wesleyan. A lot of time left in this first half, 7:50 to go. Eagles defending. Here is Drake, right elbow, trying to find Baker on the back door. Instead pulls up for two, and it's a miss inside. Eagles on the accelerator. Stokes in the lane, one dribble, tried the dunk, more of a layup, and another timeout for Adam Hooker. Doesn't like what he is seeing right now. Stokes has nine, and it is 53-20 Oklahoma Wesleyan. 7:37 to go.
Ambler Architects takes great pride in our community and has designed many of the city's more prominent buildings. The Ambler team provides professional interior design, site design, and architectural services. For your next building project, call Ambler Architects at 336-3512 or stop by their office on the fifth floor of the Price Tower Arts Center.
For your commercial, residential, farm, and ranch realty services, call Craig Demas. He's your McGraw Realtor. As an agent representing one of the most dynamic real estate brands in the country, you can expect the utmost professionalism and dedication. From the first meeting to the final closing, he's there to provide you with the best-in-class service to help you buy or sell a home. Call Craig Demas at McGraw Realtors today. 918-695-5950. 918-695-5950.
53-20, Oklahoma Wesleyan, a big-time advantage here in the first half. 7:37 to go. Eagles shooting 71% from the floor. They'll defend right now with Miller, Stokes, Ramey, Van Putten, and Phillip. And Miller taps a pass into the backcourt. Reed goes to recover. He'll run off of a pick, crossing over top of the key. Dishes left to Baker. 10 on the shot clock. Baker at the elbow hesitates, falls away. His jumper missing. Loose ball rebound taken by Ramey. Nearly poked away by Sterling, but Ramey keeps possession. Eagles sprinting into the front court. Here's a pass cross court, knocked away by Drake. They were trying to find Miller in the corner left side. Eagles 7 of 11 from downtown. Already more threes made in this one than they did on Saturday in the whole game. Stokes inbound to Ramey up top. Ramey's already made three from downtown. They find Stokes mid-post right side. Little shot fake. Stokes passes to a cutting Dylan Phillip. Phillip in the lane with the left hand. He finishes. Tough shot for Dylan Phillip. He has seven. Eagles lead is 35. They're 22 of 32 shooting. Ferguson to Darian Reed. Now Dunbar over to Ferguson, right corner for three, hand in his face, and that forces the air ball. Stokes is able to recover. Eagles by 35, 6.5 minutes left, first half. Phillip, top of the key, thought about shooting, instead will give off to Taylen Miller. Van Putten left block, a great spin move inside, hesitates. Van Putten stuck, and they're going to call him for three in the key. I think if he would have went right up, he would have had the bucket. Instead, turns it over. 6:17 to go, first half. 55-20, Oklahoma Wesleyan. A lot of different guys on the score sheet. Stokes with nine, Ramey with nine, Bird with eight, Phillip with seven, Van Putten with six, five from Kaz Ammons. It's Sterling on offense. Ferguson up high on the left side. Kicks to Drake in the corner. Drake runs off of a pick at the elbow, crosses over, gets to the rim, high off the glass and scores. Nice bucket from Chris Drake. He has four. It's 55-22, and a quick outlet. Dylan Phillip has a catch-and-shoot three, and Dylan Phillip in double figures for the seventh time this season. He has 10, 58-22, Oklahoma Wesleyan. Dunbar left corner, now Drake on the block. His hook shot is good. Back-to-back buckets for Chris Drake, and it's 58-24. Miller crossing over. Miller in the lane. Bounce pass Van Putten. He can't finish with the left hand. That was a great feed by Miller. See subs here at the next stoppage. Darian Reed rolls it to Drake, top of the key. Drake nearly lost it on the dribble, and he's being harassed by a double team. Sterling passes out of it. Baker, top of the key, three, good. 7 points on the last three possessions for Sterling. It's Adam Hooker trying to get his squad fired up as they trail by 31, 15 minutes into this game. Here's Stokes on the post, and he misses a layup. Might have been fouled. Van Putten comes away with it. He was bumped down low, misses the shot. Sterling in transition. Reed crosses over from the right wing. Dump off inside Dunbar. He scores. All of a sudden, some rhythm for Sterling on offense. It's 58-29. Coach Bostwick wants a timeout, but just for the sake of subs, he just wants to let it roll. 58-29. Talton, Ammons, Bird, Poling, and Litsky check back in. Kaz Ammons right side to Litsky, top of the key. Bird underneath. Bird on the block now, works on Baker. Fakes right, goes left, has the shot blocked, recovers, kicks to Talton in the corner. Now they work it around. Ammons left side on the dribble drive. Ammons dump off Litsky and a power slam inside as the Eagles up to 60 points early on in this one. Jaden Litsky has 8 of them. That was a great feed. And a big-time dunk, 60-29, 4 minutes to go. Reed underneath, throws it away on the baseline. Poling comes away with a steal, passes to Bird, streaking through the middle, and an easy feed to Ammons. His reverse layup won't go. Litsky's follow not there either, but Litsky will track an offensive board, throws to a cutting Brandon Bird on the right side of the lane, and Brandon Bird into double figures now for the 10th time this year, 10 points today. A little bit, but disjointed possession for the Eagles, but they're able to find points anyways. Dunbar passes left to Baker on the perimeter. Baker nearly falls down. Poling commits a foul on him, trying to get that ball off the ground after Baker kind of slam dribbled it into the hardwood. We'll see some subs. Going deep onto the bench is Adam Hooker, Gavin Dobbins, Jalen Jackson, Sidney and Dazier, Nick Price, and Ian Heisey enter. 3:27 left in the first half, 62-29 Eagles. Here is Dobbins over to Dazier. Now Jackson on the left wing. Heisey with it with 5 seconds. Over to Jackson, 3 seconds. At the left elbow, kicks a pass, and that one's going to bounce out of bounds. The Eagles force a turnover ahead of the shot clock horn. Eagles shooting 63%. Here is Litsky at the free throw line, outside Poling, straightaway three, lines it up, hits it off back iron. Ammons comes away with it, lob at the rim for Litsky, who sets it in. Ammons poked that ball free and set up Jaden Litsky, who's now in double figures with 11. 64-29, 2:50 to go. Heisey on the right side, freshman out of Bethany, or sophomore out of Bethany, Oklahoma. On the perimeter, Jalen Jackson going to work. Driving in the corner, pulls up from 16. Jumper off front rim, kept alive by Dobbins on the offensive glass. Dobbins tries from in close, can't get it. Rebound tapped around. Wesley in controls, they'll move. Eagles have not let off the accelerator all day. Talton a corner three, not going to go. Jackson boards for Sterling. Eagles will come away with a steal. Talton met at the rim by Jackson, misses the layup. Jackson forcing the miss. He'll sprint out the other way, looking like rec center ball right now. Price's three is good, and that slows everybody down. 64-32, 2 minutes to go. Eagles have left some points on the table, as weird as that is to say. Could have more right now. Ammons driving right corner, feeds to Brandon Bird, an easy bucket. Two defenders converge on Ammons. He sets up Brandon Bird's sixth made shot of this first half on 8 attempts. Kaz Ammons, 5 assists, 66-32. Price going to work for Sterling, long jumper inside the top of the key, rebound taken by Talton off the miss. He throws it at midcourt to Brandon Bird. Bird to Ammons, back to Bird. Right wing, Ammons in the corner, shot fake. Ammons drives inside, finds Poling on the perimeter. They get Litsky down low, double teamed. Ammons right wing for three. Off back rim, no good. Poling nearly saved the offensive board, but it'll go out of bounds to Sterling with a minute 12 to go in the first half. S- Sterling, not a terrible offensive half. Offensive, 13 of 30. 4 of 10 from downtown. Just a minute to go here. Price on the perimeter, working on Ammons, navigates left, still has it on a yo-yo. Passes right side with the basketball, Brown. Now driving is Dobbins, throws it high off the glass, not going to go. Rebound taken in by Ammons, and an outlet to Poling at midcourt. Poling one-on-one in the lane. Lob to Litsky, can't quite get there. It's tipped out of bounds. AP, I think he got caught between a finger roll and an alley-oop. 35 seconds left, first half. Talton kicks it on an entry. 28 seconds left. Here's Nick Price. They give off Heise. Heise on the attack. Nearly threw it away inside. Somehow Dager comes away with it and draws a foul inside. He'll go to the line for a couple. 66-32, Eagles lead. 15 seconds left, first half. Free throws here for Sterling. Front end, good from Dager. One more coming up here for Sterling. Second one good there. Dozier converts them both. 15.8 seconds left for Oklahoma Wesleyan, up 32. Talton driving baseline left. 10 seconds left. Pass up top. Poling, a shot fake. Poling spinning at the foul line. Hits floater off front rim. Not going to go. Loose ball inside. Poling picks it back up. Banks it in ahead of the buzzer. 68-34 is our halftime score. Oklahoma Wesleyan all over Sterling right now. We'll talk about it next. It's Oklahoma Wesleyan Hoops on KPGM.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, "The sweetest fruits of life come from serving others." And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
See Agent Jaron Leach, proudly serving Bartlesville.
Clips, flooring, and windows makes coming home special. We've got the designer's touch, full value through and through.
Hi, I'm Cliff Morgan, and I'd like to tell you just what Cliff's has to offer. It's quite simple. You see the name, Cliff's Flooring and Windows, says it all. We have a great showroom with the latest in flooring and window coverings. Plus, we offer the largest selection in town. If you don't have a clue as to what design you're looking for, just visit our in-store designer consultant to help you pick out the perfect look for your home. Remember the name, Cliff's Flooring and Windows, located in beautiful downtown Bartlesville.
Our installation's guaranteed.
New store hours are 9 to 5:30, Saturday 10 to 2.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Randy Bloom. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves.
Stop by their office at 418 East 5th Street in downtown Bartlesville. Edward Jones.
We'll go in 30 seconds.
Member SIPC.
Welcome to Freddy's. How are you guys doing?
Meetings.
Lunch meetings all week. All salads.
Quinoa salads.
Heirloom salads.
Frisée salads. Sometimes a guy needs a Freddy's Original Double, Chicago Dog, and a Turtle Sunday.
Three, please.
We understand. If you're going to be bad, it better be good. And no one satisfies your cravings better than Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. The experience that puts a smile on your face and the taste that brings you back.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Located at 2013 Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Halftime here at Sterling College men's team for Oklahoma Wesleyan up 68-34 at the break. We'll get to that one momentarily. Had a really thrilling first game of our doubleheader, a 75-68 loss for Oklahoma Wesleyan against ninth-ranked Sterling. We have head coach Grace Hadley on the halftime show with us, coach. Obviously, an opportunity to do something crazy. Sterling had won 23 in a row here on this home floor before this one. You guys played really tough down to the end. How are you feeling now that the dust has settled?
I'm so super proud of our girls. I think the second half, there was a time there, I think they got up by 11 and felt like this may kind of explode into a 20-point game rather quickly, and our girls got crucial stops but then found ways to get shots in and cut that thing back down to 6. And now we got a ball game the last 3 minutes and we've got a chance. So super proud of them. Came in and gave it everything they had, and some shots fall our way. And it's a different outcome.
You know, it felt like an NBA game after the first quarter, 30-21 after 10 minutes of basketball, but then the defense clamped down. What, if any, adjustment did you guys make on the defensive end to kind of slow it down for Sterling?
I mean, we really didn't, honestly. We picked out some players they knew. Obviously, we've got 4 or 5 kids that can drop 20 pretty easily, but we knew their main scorers. But we also knew that they run that ball screen, and that plays right into, teams that we've played really hard, or like when we beat K-Dubs, they run that ball screen stuff, and it runs right into what we want to do defensively. And so we tried to make some adjustments just from the post standpoint of stepping up a little bit more, because they can score off the dribble as well. But other than that, we trusted our defense, trusted in what we've taught all year round, and I think it gave us an opportunity tonight.
Now, the conference standings are kind of starting to settle here as we approach the midpoint. And, you guys are in comfortable territory to be in the top 8 right now. You got a nice cushion, I think, currently in 7th, at least that was going into the day. That's unimportant what it is literally. But you have Tabor, who's kind of just a step ahead of you guys standings-wise, and you play them on Thursday. Try to quantify how big that one is in a couple days.
It's a huge game for us. I challenged the girls after the game. I said, we did a lot of good things. I felt like we had some people that needed to play a little bit better here. But I said, don't let that, roll into the next game, because our goal should be top 4 in the conference.
Yeah.
And where standings at are now and how we're playing right now, I don't think it's a goal that's too far out of reach. We're going to have that goal. That game's a big game. Felt like we played them well at home. I know they ended up beating us by 10 or 12, but felt like, again, we put ourselves in a chance to win. We didn't shoot particularly well that game. So I'm excited for that one.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Still 2 more games this week. Tabor on Thursday, St. Mary on Saturday. Head coach Grace Hadley, thanks for joining us on the halftime show.
Thanks, Max.
More coming.
Christie, and it's time to get your Moxie on at Moxie on Second. Your game day takes on a serious side with spirit wear from Moxie. High school or collegiate, OU, OSU, KU, K-State, or OWU. We also have a vast selection of gifts and have to have items. Lots of fun and latest in home decor, Oklahoma-made products, gourmet food, monogrammed John Hart bags, gifts for the men as well as women, and oh, so much more. All at Moxie on Second in Bartlesville, downtown, right next door to the Bartlesville Print Shop. See you soon.
When you think of internet service, you don't want to hear all the mumbo jumbo. You just want your internet to work and fast and when you need it. That's where Bartnet IP Internet Service comes in. They don't try to tell you how the internet works. They just want to keep it working. And that's what's important. An internet service provider that cares about the bottom line. A working, fast, reliable internet service that keeps the bottom line going. Bartnet IP, your internet service provider in Bartlesville. 918-333-2208.
Going to college was always a dream of mine.
The Oklahoma Army National Guard made that dream come true.
I was worried about taking on student loans. The Oklahoma Army National Guard paid for my college.
I didn't think I would have time for school. But serving part-time right in my community, it's no college.
I finished my degree last year.
The Oklahoma Army National Guard reimbursed my tuition 100%.
Find out what the Oklahoma Army National Guard can do for you.
Halftime here at Sterling. How about 68 for Oklahoma Wesleyan, 34 for Sterling. We're just running down some of the quick numbers here. We'll also give you a look at the conference scoreboard right now. We'll jump to the scoreboard first. We have York beating St. Mary, 77-64. Southwestern up on Ottawa, 78-63, 2 minutes to go. Bethel leads Avila, 49-42, 11 minutes left. And then Friends all over Kansas Wesleyan, 52-32 just before half. Tabor and McPherson will be a 9 o'clock tip-off tonight. There's some inquiring minds who are curious about some of those scores across the conference. But Brandon Bird with 12 to lead the Eagles. Jaden Litsky with 10 and 7 boards. Dylan Phillip with 10 points. Lenz Ramey has 9 points. Caleb Stokes has 9 points. He notched his 1,000th career point in that first half. Valentin Van Putten, 6 points, 5 boards. Austin Poling, 5 points. Kaz Ammons, 5 points, 5 assists. Taylen Miller has 2 points, 3 assists. Derek Talton, the only player on the floor that did not score any points. On the other side, Darian Reed has 10. Eagles went 29 of 49 from the field, 8 of 15 from 3, plus 9 advantage on the glass. Eagles turned it over just 3 times compared to 13 for Sterling in that first half. Take a quick break. Second half on the way. Eagles leading Sterling, 68-34. It's KPGM.
Most people know their insurance can provide them the coverage for life's many mishaps. But Farmers agent Scott Gillette can also help you unlock discounts, save money, and get benefits with Farmers Insurance Policy Perks. Whether discussing home or auto insurance, he's there to help you understand these great perks. Call Scott Gillette at 918-336-7770 for a quote, and you'll get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Harvest Bank understands how important small businesses are to our communities. This is Chris Rebar. I like to eat, drink, and shop locally. At Harvest, we are ready to help, and we have accounts to fit your needs and your businesses, including Harvest Business Check Card, online banking, mobile banking, and a 24-hour account information line. And as an SBA preferred lender, Harvest is ready to help your small business grow. Visit harvest.com to learn more about how Harvest can help you. Member FDIC.
Just as the Bruins depend on a quality sponsor for a successful season, businesses depend on quality products and services in their quest for success in the marketplace. United Linen provides that support. Whether it's table linen, aprons, chefware, floor mats, or uniforms, United Linen delivers quality products and services along with a brand promise of the right product at the right time and the right condition at the right price. United Linen, proud supporter of our community and the Bruins. Go United, we bring it.
Have you looked at the vacant lots at local car dealerships? Don't get caught up in the price wars. You'll pay too much. Not at Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville. Patriot has one of the largest pre-owned inventories in the state. And while other dealers with no inventory charge thousands over normal pricing to make up the difference, Patriot in Bartlesville's prices haven't increased. Our enormous selection of inventory means you win with price and selection. Patriot Chevrolet in Bartlesville.
Gather out to Senor Salsa and try the AAA special. A choice of beef, grilled chicken, shrimp, or mix on a bed of fries covered with cheese sauce. And if you're thirsty, have a margarita. You will get the real deal, not the 99-cent lemonade over served. That's Senor Salsa, 621 Southeast Washington Boulevard, open every day for lunch and dinner.
Architects takes great pride in our community and has designed many of the city's more prominent buildings. The Ambler team provides professional interior design, site design, and architectural services. For your next building project, call Ambler Architects 336-3512 or stop by their office on the fifth floor of the Price Tower Art Center.
Commercial, residential, farm and ranch realty services, call Craig Demon. He's your McGraw Realtor. As an agent representing one of the most dynamic real estate brands in the country, you can expect the utmost professionalism and dedication. From the first meeting to the final closing, he's there to provide you with the best-in-class service to help you buy or sell a home. Call Craig Demon at McGraw Realtors today. 918-695-5950. 918-695-5950.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
See Agent Jared Leach, proudly serving Bartlesville.
Big advantage for Oklahoma Wesleyan as we start the second half on the road here at Sterling. Eagles 68-34 for Sterling. They'll start with the ball. Brandon Bird on the post, outside Austin Poling. Left elbow, bounce pass to Bird. It's Bird, Tolton, Stokes, and Litsky, as well as Poling. And Bird fires a three, gets the shooter's touch from the right side. And it goes down. Brandon Bird with 15. Colby Baker took a tumble behind the play. 71-34, brief stoppage as Baker is helped off. Baker had a nice first half with 5 points, had the ball in his hand a lot. Eagles 60% from the floor, 30 of 50, now 9 of 16 from downtown. Sterling, 34 points on 13 of 31, shooting 4 of 10 downtown, 4 of 5 from the line. So they'll have Reed out there with Nick Price, Blake Ferguson, Chris Drake, John Barnhill. Darian Reed at 10 in the first half. Really the biggest difference maker out there. Here's Price, top of the key, thought about a three, gets it off to Ferguson. Tip pass by Tolton, he has his third steal of the game. An outlet to Stokes, one dribble. Stokes at the rim, blocked by Barnhill. Caleb Stokes sent back as he was flying in for a big time dunk. Now Reed in the lane right side, dump off for Chris Drake. Underneath the rim, shovels to Barnhill. Barnhill challenged inside. He loses the basketball, pulling the steal. His outlet tipped at midcourt. Pulling kept alive. Tolitsky tap past Bird and an easy bucket. Eagles tossing it around and getting some easy points. Brandon Bird has 5 in the first minute of the second half to give him a game-high 17. Coming off of his career high, 26 on Saturday night. Scoring the ball well. Reed on offense for Sterling, nearly lost it. Poling jabs at it, but the pass goes up top to Price. Price, an elbow jumper, and that one misses left. Loose ball rebound. Drake has it in the lane, but Tolton picks up another steal. 73-34, weak side pass Poling to Brandon Bird. Now Poling in the corner, bounces up top. Working left side, Stokes, rhythm three. That one off back rim. Bird tried to sky in for the offensive board, couldn't do it. Free-flowing basketball game right now. Probably going to be this way. Here is Reed inside, finding Barnhill. He's bumped and fouled by Jaden Litsky. John Barnhill, the freshman out of Loveland, Colorado, just a 37% foul shooter, is going to head to the line. Barnhill bangs it off back rim, only averages about a point per game. A lot of size on this roster. Barnhill at 6'8", Drake is 6'7". Free throws continue to be a struggle, though, for the young freshman. Misses them both. Eagles have Talton in the corner. They set up Bird on the post. Pass too tall. Barnhill the steal. Sterling from right to left on offense. Down big. 39-point deficit. Working with the basketball now. Reed up top. Dishes left for Blake Ferguson. Barnhill in the middle at the foul line. Back to the basket. Feeds Price. Steps into a three. Misses off front rim. Stokes pulls down the rebound. An aggressive outlet to Bird. A crossover dribble. Dish to Litsky. Kick left. Poling. Now Stokes. Extra pass Bird. Right corner for three. Smooth release, but it's a miss. Rebound is controlled by Stokes in the middle. Eagles keep it alive. Talton on the baseline right side. Eagles will try to get a good look here after missing a couple threes. Litsky on the post. Backdoor cut for Talton. Nearly lost it in the middle. Eight to shoot. Eagles reset. Poling on the perimeter. Right side three. Sinks it. Austin Poling from downtown. His second. And 76-34. Eagles out in front. 17 minutes still remain in this ball game. Drake at the top of the key. Passes left for Reed. Gets a step on Poling in the lane. Met by Litsky and misses the layup. Brandon Bird comes away with it in traffic. He'll weave his way into the front court. Bird takes it straight to the rack and finishes silky smooth with the left hand. Brandon Bird up to 19 points. Already has seven in this first stanza of the second half. 78-34, Oklahoma Wesleyan. Ferguson on the outside. Now Price to the baseline. And Talton rips it away, but Drake is able to save on the sideline. Underhand to Price, a shot fake in the corner. And up top to Barnhill. Stokes nearly picked his pocket. Pass to the baseline, Ferguson. Shot clock at six as Reed fires a corner three. And he was fouled. Reed and Bird looked like they both kind of landed on the stair over there in the front row. Reed a little bit slow to get up. Bird hopped up after being down initially. Eagles have outscored Sterling 6-0 over the first 3 minutes, 43 seconds. Reed still on the ground over there. Take a quick timeout. It's Eagle basketball.
Sutterfield Financial Group Incorporated is a comprehensive financial planning and investment advisory firm provider in Bartlesville. Their mission, to assist their clients in every aspect of their financial lives, striving to provide the financial services to individuals, families, and businesses with savings, retirement, education, and estate planning. Get your financial future headed down the right path by calling Sutterfield Financial Group at 918-338-2255.
It's a Chick-fil-A day. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Dine in or drive through. Start your day with breakfast. Chick-fil-A chicken in between a warm, buttery biscuit. Or how about pairing up with some of those wonderful chicken minis with a side of freshly cooked hash browns. Come by for lunch and try the new lemon kale Caesar salad. What's for dinner tonight? How about Chick-fil-A? And the dining room is open along with the playground. Dine in or drive through. Chick-fil-A Louisville, 602 Southeast Washington Boulevard.
And we're back here in Sterling. Injured player Darian Reed was helped off. Nick Price will be his sub. He's a 95% foul shooter, but missed the first one. His second of three is good. Makes it 78-35. All Oklahoma Wesleyan early on. These are the first points for Sterling. Price misses the third one as well. He makes one of three. Eagles on a 10-1 run in the first 4 minutes. They make their first wave of subs. It's Van Putten, Ammons, Ramey, Phillip, and Taylen Miller. Ammons on the perimeter, kicks to Phillip in the corner for three. Too much on that one. An air ball recovered by Van Putten underneath. Van Putten tries to hitch off a pass. Miller is going to save it near midcourt, and he's in traffic. Gets it out to Van Putten. Five to shoot. Dylan Phillip in the corner steps on the baseline or sideline. It was tough to tell. He was deep in the corner, and it is out of bounds. Eagles mixing it up a little bit. Stokes ran with the first five. Ammons comes in to run with the second five to start the second half. Donnie Bostwick, I think, just trying to evaluate his options here. Ian Heiss in the game, dumps off right block for Drake, had the ball poked away. Phillip comes away with a steal. Eagles press forward from left to right, pass to Ramey. Now shoveled to the corner for Miller. Back to Phillip, cutting in the lane, weak side pass, Ammons. Now Van Putten, quick turn on the block, bullies his way to the rim, can't score from in close. And Sterling will close out the possession. Price into the front court. Ferguson works with it. Little jab step, gets a pick from Drake. Now they work it around right for Price. Price in the corner. Lobs it to Barnhill on the block. Seven to shoot. Barnhill makes his presence felt inside. Scores his first bucket of the game. 78-37. 15 minutes left. Taylen Miller takes a double pick at the top of the key. Behind the back dribble at the elbow. Spins inside. Nearly lost the basketball. Keeps possession. Fades away and gets fouled. Taylen Miller was determined to get a shot up that time down. He'll go to the line. He's 8-12 there on the year. 4 points on Saturday. First free throw is good. ...79-37. Second free throw off. Rebound tap to Van Putten. He gets it to Ammons. Ammons clutches, hands off to Phillip. Three different guys have touched it within 5 feet. Phillip, a tough move inside, and he gets the shot to go. Phillip has 12 points. Dylan has been a lot better scoring inside the arc. Was mostly just an outside shooting presence last year, but he's getting pretty good at taking that ball to the tin. 81-37, Eagles are at their scoring average per game with 25 minutes evaporated off of this clock. Price left corner for three. Ramey got a good hand in his face, forces the air ball. Eagles are moving. They got a 4-on-2. Pass to Phillip in the lane, steps around and finishes off balance inside. This is what we're talking about with Dylan Phillip. Back-to-back buckets in the paint. It's 83-37. Under 14 to go. Ferguson running off a pick at the elbow left side. Pauses. Tries a half turn. Spins back and gets a nice shot to go down. Blake Ferguson's first field goal. It's 83-39. Miller running point for the second team offense. Passes right for Lenz Ramey, who's gotten some shots to go down. Van Putten denied. Ramey saves it on the sideline. Back to Van Putten. Spins around Barnhill. Gets to the rim. A collision in the lane. And then Van Putten is going to go to the line for two. Van Putten had 6 in the first half. He's had a couple chances. Get some buckets. He's got 7 boards today as well. This will be his first trip to the line. Foul missing. He's a 73% foul shooter. Had 15 at home against Sterling last year. ...83-39 is where we stay. Van Putten hits the second one. So we got a final from the Wilson Fieldhouse. Southwestern 83, Ottawa 65. Bethel pulling away from Avila 70-50 with 2 minutes to go. The shocker in the conference right now, Friends leads Kansas Wesleyan by 24 at the start of the second half as Blake Ferguson streaks in the lane and gets a layup for Sterling. 84-41, got a line change for the Eagles. Poling, Talton, Stokes, Litsky, and Bird. Litsky on the block over to Caleb Stokes. Turns around, Stokes feeding Bird on the perimeter. Bird at the left wing, two-man game. Bird skies high, misses, loose ball in the lane. Bird comes back with it. They get it to Stokes, left side, hesitates, now driving, bounce pass Litsky in the lane. Litsky is in a scrum for it. Litsky has hands on it. Possession arrow is going to go to Sterling. Eagles making so many passes. I don't know if they're ready for every single one of them. But it's been an impressive display of offense, no doubt. Still shooting 58%. Eagles have made 35 shots, assisted 19 of them. They've only turned it over 6 times. 12 and a half minutes to go, 84-41. Eagles scored 114 points against Ottawa at home last year. That ties their high watermark in the Donnie Bostwick second term for points in a conference game. Had 124 against Calvary in 2018. Ferguson for three from the outside. That one was tipped by Talton on the release. And here's an outlet to Talton in the lane. Talton's layup, no. Bird's tap back, not there either. Loose ball rebound. Talton kept alive. The Stokes on the perimeter steps into one. Finally gets the three ball to go. Caleb Stokes with 14. The Eagles lead at 87-41. Caleb Stokes in double figures. Ninth time last 10 games. Wesleyan leads by 46. And Stokes got a hand on that one, tipped and stolen near midcourt, throws it to Brandon Bird. Bird a lob to Stokes at the rim, and he throws it down. Selfless play for the Eagles, and they lead it 89-41 with 11 and a half minutes left in this contest. Ferguson, who's found some buckets in the second half, has it left wing. Dishes for Drake straight away. Drake puts his head down and gets tied up, but a foul called first. Not too many whistles in this game either way. Just the 11th total foul called in this contest. Stokes picks it up. Looked like he tied him up, but here we are. It's 89-41. Inbound tapped to Gavin Dobbins. Sterling with the basketball. Dunbar with 10 to shoot, has it top of the key. Got some new faces in as Dobbins drives, spins in the lane, sent back by Stokes. Eagles will break from left to right. Talton eyes up at the foul line, kicks right to Poling, steps into a three. That one not there, loose ball rebound, who wants it? It will be Sterling coming away with it. It's gonna be Mike Jackson. Jackson in the lane, the lefty from the foul line. He hits the jumper, 89-43. Jackson getting a more raucous applause than I think any other bucket from Sterling tonight. Eagles up big time here. Talton, top of the key, he lines up a three, spins it off right. Offensive board, Litsky, and he'll set it up and in easily. Jaden Litsky has 10 points and 10 rebounds. Back-to-back double-doubles for Jaden Litsky. He had 10 and 10 on Saturday as well on the nose. 91-43 Eagles coming up on the midway point second half. Right side, Dobbins going to work. Cross court for Jackson on the left wing. Jackson, a couple shot fakes. Stokes tips his pass out of bounds, and we'll see subs for the Eagles at the 10-13 mark. 91-43 OKWU. Trying to make an impression. There'll be a new coaches poll that comes out Wednesday. It will be interesting to see how the Eagles are evaluated. They were fourth in the last one. The NAIA Hoops Report, unofficial poll. Of course, we love NAIA Hoops Report, as Jackson has it on the right wing, throws it for the other Jackson in the lane. His layup misses. 10 minutes to go, Eagles 91, Sterling 43. Ramey launches a triple, quick trigger, not there. Offensive board for Phillip. He'll try his luck from the corner. That one off back rim. Offensive board right to Van Putten, and he scores. Eagles 16, 17, 18 offensive boards, but the NAIA Hoops Report poll had Wesleyan at number 8, ranked as the only KCAC team in the polls. Then after giving some props to Southwestern, after of course they earn a victory over us. Be interesting to see where the Eagles stand. Probably still in the top 10. I can't see them dropping out after a 2-point overtime loss to a really tough team. On the outside, Gavin Dobbins spots up for three. That one way off, rebounded by Van Putten. Eagles by 50. Taylen Miller on the right side, he'll square up. And his three a little bit long. Rebound for Van Putten inside. Van Putten in traffic, getting hacked at. Not getting a whistle. Ramey tries his luck from downtown. Bangs it off back rim. Offensive board for OKWU. Phillip backing down. Phillip in a triple team. Float shot not there. Tapped out of bounds by Van Putten. But will be interesting Wednesday, mid to late morning when those polls come out. Obviously those don't make a huge difference this early in the year, but it's nice to see where the Eagles are rated when, you know, we're at the midway point of the conference season after Thursday's game. Eagles will be at Tabor. They'll see St. Mary for the second time this year at home. Eagles won pretty convincingly in Leavenworth the first time around. Three ball launched and converted over there by Mitchell Davis. It's 93-46. Eagles still playing their horses. Sterling not necessarily doing so. Van Putten nearly lost it inside, but he's able to score. Val in double figures with 10. 95-46. Jackson in the lane, missing the first try. Second one not there. Van Putten a double-double with 11 and 11. Dylan Phillip to Ammons. Ammons lays it up and in. 97-46. Eagles putting on a clinic right now with 8 minutes left. Dylan Phillip a steal at midcourt. He's got a one-on-one. Dylan's going to lay it up and in. And Phillip has 16. It's 99-46. Mike Jackson will bring it up. Under eight to go. Dobbins trying to make something happen. He has his pocket picked on the interior. Here's Ammons, left corner for three, sinks it. Kaz Ammons, he's in double figures with 10. Eagles score over 100 for the first time this year. It's first time on the road. Scored 105 against Bethany in a 50-point win. Jackson challenges Ammons at the rim and a foul is called. It's 102-46, 7:09 left. Eagles right now, six guys in double figures. Bird has 17, Phillip has 16, Litsky with 14 and 10, Stokes has 14, Van Putten with 11 points, 12 boards, Ammons with 10 points and 5 assists. Jackson misses the free throw. He's a 52% foul shooter, freshman out of Madison, Alabama. Eagles putting in their starters for probably one last cycle. I think Donnie Bostwick wants them to get some good work in. Second foul shot from Jackson, lips in. Jackson has three. It's 102-47, Oklahoma Wesleyan. Talton, Bird, Stokes, Poling, and Litsky. Poling left corner to Bird on the wing. High defensive pressure from Sterling right now. Litsky pivots, gives it off right to Talton. A little jab step, dribbles top of the key, passes right, Poling. Talton to Stokes, left side, thought about a three, now kicks right to Talton. Six to shoot, Talton to Poling. Poling on the attack, dumps to Litsky, one dribble, kicks right. Talton's three ahead of the horn, off back rim. Rebound tapped out to Litsky, kept alive. Litsky a couple dribbles. Now Bird left corner, a shot fake, trying to get to the rim. Inside out, dribble, finger roll, finish. Brandon Bird with 21. What a move. 104-47, Bird back-to-back 20-point games. Jumper missed from Jackson, out of bounds. It'll be Sterling ball. 50 points, biggest margin of victory this year for Oklahoma Wesleyan in a conference game. They beat Calvary by 64, the first game of the year. Turnover for Sterling. Poling dumps off to Talton. He has an easy layup to finish at the rim. 106-47, 6 minutes to go. Eagles got a chance to score their most points in a conference game last 5 years. Bird has a steal, he'll break away. Bird in the lane, steps around one, up and under, high off the glass, not going to get it to go, out of bounds off of Sterling. Bird trying to get fancy on the interior. 106-47, 5:48 to go. Eagles have forced 20 turnovers. Stokes has it, driving, kicking to the corner, Poling. Along the baseline, outside Stokes, spots up for three, spins it in. Caleb Stokes, good confidence game for him. He's hit three from the outside, up to 19 points for him. 109-47, Eagles' third unit is going to get some big-time minutes. And a turnover, Poling has a breakaway layup, and he will set it up and in. Austin Poling in double figures for the second time this year. That's now Seven Eagles in double figures, 111-47. Full timeout, 5:19 to go. It's Eagle basketball on KPGM.
ConocoPhillips, we believe we're defined by what we pass on to the next generation. Experts say we need more clean-burning natural gas to power homes, schools, and businesses. As one of North America's leading producers of natural gas, ConocoPhillips is working to meet that need. And we're exploring new sources of secure, stable energy so we can pass on what matters to the ones who matter most. ConocoPhillips, energy for tomorrow.
Come see Regent Bank's new facility in downtown Bartlesville at 422 South Dewey. You can also visit Regent Bank's website at regent.bank. With any questions, 918-907-3580. Regent Bank offers all the traditional banking products and services you expect from a bank. And Regent Bank would like the opportunity to help you meet your financial goals. Regent Bank urges everyone to get out and support our local Bruin athletes and programs. Go Bruins! Regent Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Big time advantage for Oklahoma Wesleyan away from home. 111-47. Is the tally, 5:19 left. Third unit in, it's Thomas Jones. Gage Janke making his Eagle debut. Aaron Paulo-Lucatus and Landry Simmons. Kayvon Boston didn't make the trip. Big Tish not out there just yet. They'll have Taylen Miller running with these guys. Outside, Jalen Jackson has the ball for Sterling. Gives it off, driving inside. Now on the perimeter, Heisey drives into the middle and sets up Jackson for a nice layup. 111-49, 4:50 left. Thomas Jones in the corner. This third unit really likes to huck the threes. Landry Simmons, who has the ball, great range. Over to Paulo-Lucatus. Aaron Paulo-Lucatus on the block. Turnaround six-footer, good. So he gets his first bucket. 113-49. Eagles up by 64. Kick ball. So Eagles deny on the interior. Big time advantage here. Pull up jumper. Jackson has it rattle off. Loose ball. Dozier kept it alive. And a foul is called. I think they're going to get Thomas Jones. .416 left in the contest. 113-49 Oklahoma Wesleyan. Nice way to rebound after their first loss of the season. Inbound Dozier, left corner, just over 4 minutes to go. On the perimeter, Heisey, he'll try his luck from downtown. It's a miss. Dozier comes away with it. It's a scrum for this loose ball. Paulo-Lucatus had his foot on the baseline as he was about to control it. 4:04 left, still a 64-point Eagle lead. Jackson crosses over Jones, didn't take the ball with him. 10 to shoot as he recovers, runs off a pick, right elbow, hesitation, dribble in the lane. Paulo-Lucatus blocks it out of bounds with 4 on the shot clock. Inbound to Jackson, pulls up from the elbow with 2 on the horn, missing, and Jonke gets the rebound. Here's Paulo-Lucatus to Simmons, hucking from the corner, the 3-ball is a miss. Loose ball scrum, and it's going to be a steal back the other way. Simmons picks off the outlet. Gage Janke with it. Dribbling, passes left to Thomas Jones. One dribble, fires from the wing. His triple pops out, rebounded by Taylen Miller. Miller trying to run the floor here, driving. Miller to Janke in the middle, couldn't quite handle the pass, and now a breakaway for Jackson. He'll get up and dunk it with 2 hands. 113-51, 3:10 left. We play it out down the stretch. Miller passes left, intercepted. Jackson one-on-one with Simmons. Left-handed layup, good. 113-53. Taylen Miller's going to come out. Dylan Phillip will enter. 16 points for Dylan Phillip, one of 7 Eagles in double figures. Third unit's tally, just 2 points so far and just over 2 minutes time. Paulo-Lucatus spins away, looking for help, finds Dylan Phillip. Phillip to Simmons, all alone, right corner for 3. Got it to go. Landry Simmons from downtown. That's 116, more than the Eagles have scored in any conference game the last 5 years. 2.5 minutes to go. Good to see Landry Simmons checking in. Hadn't seen him in a handful of games, at least since the calendar turned over. Eagles have only had 3 games decided by 10 or less. Mike Jackson having a nice day. He's up to 8 points. Another layup there, 116 to 55. Sling pass at the feet of Janky, out of bounds. 2:08 to go. Mitchell Davis checks in for Sterling. Just over 2 minutes to go here, 116 to 55. Eagles by 61. Pass to Davis, over to Jackson, right corner. Sterling on offense, they get it to Dozier, hesitates, fires, misses from the foul line. Long rebound, Ian Heise has it. Sterling keeps it alive, up and under, scoop shot, good from Heise. 116-57, Gage Janky driving the lane, Janky to the rim, his first career bucket on the floater. First career varsity basket for Gage Janky, the junior out of Veneta. 118-57, Jackson a response for three, it's good. He's in double digits off the bench, taking advantage of these minutes. 118-60, here's Thomas Jones in the lane, up top Phillips, spots up for three, missing off back iron, rebound will go to Sterling. Tenez Brown to Jackson. Jackson making the most of his moment, launches another three. That one lips out. Just over a minute to go, 118-60. Phillip to Palalukaitis, right wing on in. Bumped, but gets it to go off the glass, 120-60. 124, I believe, by my count, the most points for the Eagles the last couple of years. Getting close there today. Don't think they'll get there. This is the most in a conference game since 2017-2018. Block shot inside, Eagles streaking. They want one more go at it. Simmons, right corner, spots up, fires, and has that one rattle out. Rebound for Dozier, 28 seconds left. Shot clock is still on, Dozier driving the lane. High off the glass and in, 120-62, shot clock turned off. And I think that is where we are going to end. So the Eagles fall on Saturday, but respond in a big way with a 58-point victory here today in Sterling. Lady Eagles fall on the front end, but the Eagle men are victorious. Great to see the Eagles get back on the horse. 120-62. They win it here today. Wesleyan moves to 17-1 on the season. 11-1 in conference, 7-0 on the road. Sterling drops to 2-16, 0-12 in conference. They drop their 12th straight ball game. We'll wrap it up after a quick break. It's Oklahoma Wesleyan Hoops on KPGM.
My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
See Agent Jerry
Thank
Leach,
you.
Proudly serving Bartlesville.
Hello, this is Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln, where you can save time and money because we put you in charge of buying a car. Come see for yourself.
Talking now with Craig Wassmiller, Wassmiller Insurance Agency. Craig, a lot of folks, including myself, like to know that I have insurance, but I also like to not have to think about it and just know that it's taken care of. You offer me that assurance at Wassmiller Insurance?
We sure do. Insurance is one of those things where you don't think about it every day, and it is nice to know that you have the coverage you need. Plus, we do a lot of commercial insurance and liability insurance as well.
How can we get a hold of you, Craig?
Area code 918-336-1441.
All right, Wassmiller Insurance Agency.
Welcome back to Sterling as we wrap it up. A huge, huge, huge win for Oklahoma Wesleyan, 120 to 62. They get it done on the road. Eagles shot the ball 91 times in this one, made 51 of them. 14 threes go in. They turn it over just 9 times. 48 rebounds, 21 of them on the offensive end. They assisted 25 shots, stole the ball 20 times. Eagles had, by my tally, 7 in double figures, 19 and 5 boards for Brandon Bird, 17 points for Caleb Stokes, 16 for Dylan Phillip on 6 of 12 shooting. Jaden Litsky, his second straight double-double with 14 points, 10 rebounds. Valentin Van Putten has his fifth career double-double, 11 points, 12 boards, 3 assists. Austin Poling, 10 points, 4 rebounds. Kaz Ammons, 10 points and 5 rebounds as well. Lenz Ramey went 3 of 6 from deep. He had 9 points. Aaron Paul Lucatus had 4. Taylen Miller had 3 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Landry Simmons with 3 points. Derek Talton Jr., 2 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Gage Jahnke had 2 points. Thomas Jones, the only of the 14 guys to see the floor tonight that did not have a point. He was only out there for a couple of minutes. Mike Jackson had 11 for Sterling off the bench. Was impressed by his hard-fought effort. Darian Reed had 10 before he went out with the injury. Some great stuff for Oklahoma Wesleyan tonight. We'll have the Eagles back on the radio Thursday. Hey, guess what? Another road trip north of Wichita. Eagles at Tabor on Thursday at 6 o'clock. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Ambler Architects, McGraw Realtor, Craig Demuth, Shelter Insurance Agent Jaron Leach. Lady Eagles lose at 75-68, a hard-fought battle with the top 10 team in Sterling. Eagle men rebound to get a 58-point victory away from home. They score the most points they've scored in a conference game in the last 5 years. Thank you so much for listening to this presentation of Oklahoma Wesleyan Basketball on Sports Talk 1500 AM 99.1 FM KPGM. My name is Max Gross. Have a great night, Eagle fans, and go celebrate this victory.